Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation. Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. My name is Evan Starnes. And today, I'd like to demonstrate the Olympus DM720 digital voice recorder. So let's get started. The Olympus DM720 is honestly a really capable little recorder still. You can get these on Amazon for about $140, and it's got three mics on the top and can record in stereo. You can record MP3 or WAV audio files. And this thing is great for anything from recording lectures to music events to even conducting interviews. In fact, this is the recorder I use to conduct mobile interviews. That being said, it is not the accessible recorder that I would recommend today. That recommendation would actually go to the new Zoom Essential Series of recorders, that being the Zoom H1E, H4E, and H6E. Those recorders all talk now, and they all produce beeps and are fully accessible for blind or low vision users. But we don't have one of those today. We have the DM720. With that being said, I'd like to show you what it's like to first set up the recorder, and then just we'll do a little recording and check out the menus too. Now, I'm going to go ahead and pop the one AAA battery into the back of this recorder and turn it on, and you'll be greeted with a startup chime followed by a prompt asking you to select the battery type. Now, unfortunately, I don't have a way to record the actual audio from this recorder directly. So you guys will get to hear a little preview of what this speaker sounds like. And the speaker in this recorder isn't very good. It is good for monitoring, though, and that's probably what they intended it for anyway. So let's go ahead and fire it up.
Select to match the battery you are using by using plus minus buttons.
Now, I'm not going to go into a description of the keys on here because that would take way too long. But the plus minus buttons, you have an arrow pad here on the front. The plus minus are the up and down buttons. So we have a couple choices here.
Nickel metal hydride battery.
That's a rechargeable battery.
Alkaline battery.
I don't think that one is. And that's what we have in this recorder now.
Alkaline battery set. Please set the time and date. To adjust clock. Set time by using plus minus and right left buttons. To start clock, press OK button located in center.
See, it'll even kind of tell you where some of the buttons are, which is pretty cool too. Now, if you've used older Olympus recorders, such as the Olympus DM420 or 620, this menu didn't talk at all. So when you'd adjust the time or date, it would just beep. But they've changed that now in the 720. So we're going to set the time here.
Set the minute.
And it tells us everything. So I just hit the right arrow.
31. 30. Set the month. September. August.
And this is all correct already.
Set the date. Set the dominical year. Set the hour.
So that's set. So I'm going to hit OK. And this is kind of a cool thing that it does.
Time and date set. Please select off if you don't need voice guidance.
So if you didn't need the screen reader when setting this up, it gives you the option to turn it off from setup, which I like that. Now I'm going to hit OK.
On set. Battery level low.
And yes, I do need to replace the battery in this thing. Now let's go ahead and check out the menu. So if you happen to have one of these Olympus recorders, directly below the screen you'll see three buttons. The left one has one dot. The middle button has a horizontal line, and the right one has two dots. So I'm going to hit the middle button.
File setting.
And now we're in the menu, and we can change pretty much anything here.
Record menu. Play menu.
So, like, check out the record menu. That's pretty
record
important.
Menu. Recording level setting. Recording mode setting. Zoom mic setting.
So you can adjust all of this.
Filter setting. Record menu. Play menu.
And as you can hear, you get nice beep feedback.
Display and sound menu. Device setting. File setting.
So that's all pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and back out of here. Now, whenever you hear an Olympus recorder beep like that, that is just the tone telling you, hey, I'm not doing anything. Stand by, basically. Now, the one thing that won't talk, though, is when you're looking through files. So let's go ahead and do that. Folders do talk, though.
Calendar search.
So I'm Music. Left and right arrowing.
Recorder.
Because this is basically a home screen. So if I hit OK on recorder,
folder A.
It's going to bring up our list of folders, and there are five of them.
Folder B.
All the way through E. So
folder A.
I'm going to go into folder A with the right arrow, and it's actually going to give you a 2-second, or you can actually configure this, a little preview of the file you're highlighted on.
This is not only a test.
But
this is not-
Folder A.
But that menu just beeps. Like there's no way to tell the date or time that you made that recording. And if you didn't have the file preview turned on, it would just beep. Let's go ahead and make a recording real quick. And below those three buttons I described before, you have two more round buttons. The one on the left has a little bump on it, and the one on the right is just a little round button. The left button is your stop button. And the right button is your record button. So I'm going to go ahead and hit record. So now we're recording. And the thing I like about this too, compared to other recorders, is it's possible to tell if you've accidentally paused or resumed the recording. If I hit pause, which is just the record key, I get two beeps. And if I resume it, you get one beep. And then when you stop it, you get a quick double beep. And the other cool thing too that I found out kind of accidentally is, let's say you're making a recording and the recorder starts to run out of memory. It'll actually start to give you a long beep every 30 seconds to let you know, which is pretty accessible too. So if I hit OK, it's going to play this recording back.
So now we're recording. And the thing I like about this too, compared to other recorders, is it's possible to tell if you...
So, yeah, pretty cool. But that really is what your typical accessible voice recorder is going to look and sound like. That's going to wrap it up for this week. So thank you so much for joining us. My name is Evan Starnes, and I'll see you next time.